Self-defense. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The country's top national security leaders are gathering in California at the Ronald Reagan Library to discuss challenges here in the U.S. and abroad, with the war in Ukraine as the top agenda item.
The discussions have focused not only on the war in Ukraine, but how it relates to deterring China in Taiwan. Ronald Reagan's peace through strength message looms large over this gathering of Pentagon officials, congressional leaders, and the defense industry.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Meanwhile, new details released about Twitter repressing the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020, with confirmation that Democratic officials played a role in social media censorship.
Twitter's new CEO Elon Musk shared the internal deliberations with Substack writer Matt Taibbi, who turned the information into a lengthy Twitter thread that was posted last night. Taibbi wrote that by October of 2020, just weeks before President Biden was elected into office, requests from connected actors to delete tweets had become routine. One executive wrote to another, "More to review from the Biden team." Handled was the response back.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, and it comes as a big runoff election is just days away. 99 seats in the Senate are set for the new Congress, which begins in January, and the 100th will be decided Tuesday.
This is the final weekend of campaigning before the runoff election for the Georgia Senate seat, currently held by Democrat Raphael Warnock. The incumbent holding several rallies Saturday. During an event in Atlanta, he questioned Republican challenger Herschel Walker's fitness for the job.
Georgia deserves a senator who actually knows what he's talking about.
Saturday on Fox and Friends, Walker said he is not the problem, but the policies supported by the president and Senator Warnock are.
Because of Joe Biden, we have these high gas prices, we have high grocery prices, we have crime in the streets.
The runoff became necessary when neither candidate reached the 50% mark in last month's general election.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police say Athena Strand, a Texas girl who went missing this week, has been found dead. A delivery worker is now charged with her murder and kidnapping.
The 7-year-old Athena vanished from her bedroom on Wednesday night while her stepmom made dinner. After a little bit more than a 2-day search, authorities confirm she is in fact dead. The Wise County Sheriff says they found her body about 10 miles from her home in Paradise, Texas, late last night. More than 200 volunteers joined authorities in looking for her. The sheriff says 31-year-old FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Horner is charged with capital murder and aggravated kidnapping. He's being held right now on a $1.5 million bail, and authorities say they honed in on him from the very beginning.
Fox's Nate Foy. And Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor has been placed on administrative leave after body camera footage shows her flashing her police badge during a traffic stop.
Is your camera on?
It is.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight.
O'Connor and her husband were pulled over for driving an unlicensed vehicle without a tag. In a statement following the incident, O'Connor cites that her actions resulted from, quote, poor judgment. Plus, a Georgia fugitive is arrested after replying to a sheriff department's most wanted Facebook post. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has this story.
It was shortly after the Rockdale County, Georgia Sheriff's Office posted its list of most wanted on its Facebook page that a guy wanted on two warrants posted a comment. Apparently miffed that he had made the list, Christopher Spaulding commented, "How about me?" Deputies replied to that comment with, "You're correct. You have two warrants. We're on the way." After they arrested him, they posted his booking photo with the caption, "We appreciate your assistance in your capture." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.